Well, heading overseas now, US and Chinese officials have begun meeting in Beijing to try to prevent a further escalation in the trade war between the two economic superpowers. Their goal is to reach a deal before the March the 1st deadline imposed by the US president. But Donald Trump is now sending mixed signals on whether he will meet with his Chinese counterpart to seal any deal by that date. Wendy Cutler is the former US trade negotiator whose most recent deal was the Trans-Pacific Partnership. She's now a vice president of the Asia Society Policy Institute in Washington, D.C., and she's in Australia this week meeting a delegation of trade experts. She joined me in the studio. Wendy Cutler, welcome to The World Today.
Thank you.
How do you read President Trump's statement that he now won't meet the Chinese president before the March 1st deadline for a trade deal, given that he earlier said that there would be no deal unless he met with China's Xi Jinping?
I think there are going to be a lot of different signals sent, not only by the president, but by the negotiators. I think he's complicating it for himself because just 2 weeks ago, when Li He was in the White House, he kept lauding the tremendous progress being made and that he couldn't wait to meet President Xi and agree on this big, beautiful deal. Our teams are meeting intensively, and I think there's a real willingness and determination on both sides to reach a deal. But I'm sure the Chinese are a bit confused by all of these statements.
Well, remind us of the significance of this March deadline. I mean, what will happen if there is no deal?
What the president has said, if there is no deal by March 1, then on March 2nd, the U.S. will go ahead and increase the tariff rate from 10 to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. That's a big retaliation bill.
Who do you think is playing this better, President Trump or President Xi?
I think one of the keys to any negotiation is for both sides to allow their negotiators to do the work. And so I think a lot of the public statements that are being made are not making things easier for the negotiators.
So how vulnerable in all this is the global economy? What is at stake if there is no deal?
You just have to look at any forecast by the International Monetary Fund or any other economic analysis group. They're all predicting a slowdown in global economic growth, regional economic growth, as well as a slowdown in global trade should the U.S. proceed with tariff escalation. And I think we can expect China to counter retaliate. And then once again, we can get into the spiral where the damage will not be contained between the United States and China. It's just going to spill quickly to the region, to Australia, to Southeast Asia, and, you know, around the world. And that's a grave concern.
Do you think that President Trump will in fact impose those tariffs if there is no deal?
My view is that some type of deal will be reached by March 1, but not a comprehensive deal. Announcements will be made on Chinese acceptance of a number of market opening initiatives, and enough headway will be made to allow both sides to point to that progress, but to say they need more time. And as a result, there will be a continuation of this tariff truce.
It's clearly frustrating for the negotiators, but is there a sense in which President Trump's bellicose language and threats on trade is in fact having the effect of making sure that China doesn't go too far in its otherwise aggressive trade policy?
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, the Trump trade policy has really broken a lot of the rules and broken a lot of, you know, dishes in the process. But on the other hand, he has gained the attention of our trading partners, and he has achieved some success. My concern is, as a long-term trade negotiator who spent my career building relations with other countries, getting them to buy into this rules-based system, this administration may be achieving some short-term victories. Over the medium and longer term, I think the implications could really be more serious and maybe lead to a world where countries diversify away from the U.S. and work with other trading partners, making it harder for us when we're ready to come back into the rules-based global system. We're really viewed as a disruptor now, and the world will have changed. It's going to be a world where other countries have taken pragmatic steps to live in a world without U.S. leadership.
And will China have filled that leadership vacuum?
China's certainly trying to, but so far has not been successful because I think a lot of countries realize it's one thing to say you're a free trader, you're for inclusive and sustainable growth. It's another thing to be a leader. And I think they're saying a lot of positive things. I do think that the world is questioning whether this rhetoric is really being followed up with actions.
Wendy Cutler, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's former U.S. trade negotiator, now Vice President of the Asia Society Policy Institute in Washington, D.C., Wendy Cutler.